So one of the major components for the Farm Service Agency to deliver through the Inflation Reduction Act is some payment assistance to producers who are in distress. And Congress gave us the mandate to expeditiously get some payments out there to producers who are at risk of financial loss of the place. To that end, we set aside $1.3 of $3.1 billion, and really targeting our direct and guaranteed portfolios. We are making payments to catch those borrowers up. If they were delinquent more than 60 days as of September 30th, we're going to make a payment to help them catch up on our direct borrower side. Since we have more of the information of their particular financial circumstances, we're also making the next installment payment. And the idea is that we can buy these producers a production season, because a significant portion of the funding available under the Inflation Reduction Act to the FSA is going to be used to reimagine or re-envision the way we do our loan servicing, to really take a proactive planning approach with the loan servicing that we have a chance to do. Instead of waiting to use it only as a recovery tool, we want to get ahead of that and start to look for early indicators that maybe a producer needs a restructure. Maybe they need refinance. We can bring them those tools to bear sooner because of the financial resources we have within the Inflation Reduction Act. Another aspect of that is related financial assistance. Producers who took advantage of our disaster set-aside program within our direct loan portfolio, we're going to make that payment for them off the back end of their note. So it'll improve their equity position and improve their ability to go out and work with the borrower, with the lenders that we're talking with here this week.